Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Dog Pound, stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Download the Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, videos, and photos straight from the team to your device. You can stream Cleveland Browns Daily. You'll get breaking news updates, and it'll bark at you, which is pretty cool. So download that Browns mobile app right now in the Apple and Android stores. Nathan Skurr, Matt Wilhelm, live at the Discount Drug Mart in Medina, and we've got Barkevious Mingo with us here, live in the store. Come out, get an autograph. You can see him. We've got cookies. People are excited about the cookies. One lady was fired up about those. Barkevious, good to be with you. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Glad to be here.
Very happy to have you here as well. Let's start. We got Twitter questions that come in, but let's just talk to you about your second season in the NFL. How did things feel for you in year number two? Did the game slow down for you? And how did you feel in this defense of Jim O'Neill?
It definitely slows down. You hear the other guys talking about being aware of the game and being aware of pre-snap stuff, and in the second year, you definitely get that awareness and you learn how to prepare for the games, how to play the games, and how to play it better. I mean, I feel very confident in the second year and going forward. I mean, that first year was a learning year. You got to learn all the ins and outs of the game and what have you. But second year, it slowed down and feel comfortable with what you're doing and you're ready to play.
And even more so, the one thing I want to talk about is it not only in year two, but I think the tale of two seasons in last year, because I thought at the second half of the season is when really you found your role within that Jim O'Neill defense, and we could see your production both in coverage and rushing the passer significantly go up. And also, too, secondly, talk about not only the second half of the season versus the first half, learning that new defense, but then also, too, is just the unique fronts. And I know for me as a linebacker, it's you guys play a lot of fronts, and you're lining up all over the place. Oh, yeah. Talk about learning that and also the way you progress in that system.
The system that these guys brought in, I mean, I love it. You never know where we're going to be. And I think that caused problems for offenses. In the second half of the year, we kind of changed stuff up. We knew everybody was keying in on what I was doing and what Paul was doing. And we kind of flipped the roles, and teams didn't know how to handle it. I mean, we had guys flying free because they thought they were going to drop. We had guys dropping, getting in passing lanes because they thought they were going to rush. And it just caused confusion with the offenses, and it worked out for us.
One of the tenets of playing like a Brown is toughness, and you certainly did that all year. Your shoulder was in that brace all season long. How is the shoulder now, and will you be able to go into 2015 at 100%?
Oh, the shoulder's feeling great now. Definitely 100% by 2015, and honestly, I'm looking to play with 100% with the shoulder that's 100%. So, I mean, it's going to be great.
How much did that limit you? Because, you know, people, you can see out there, and at times it looked like you were kind of playing with one arm out there, but you were still giving it everything you had. How much do you think that held back your performance last season? And how much did it teach you to play basically with one arm?
I mean, you never want to go into a football game playing with one shoulder.
But, especially a linebacker.
Yeah, definitely a linebacker. But, I mean, you kind of learn the best way to use your body to use what you can. I mean, playing with the shoulder that was limited, I had to use different ways to tackle and different ways to get off blocks. And I mean, the coaches, I mean, they gave me tips on how to get off with it, get away with it, and get by. But, I mean, going into this 15 year, I'm definitely looking forward to a 100% shoulder, like I said, and getting it stronger and going from there.
When do you think you'll be able to be back out on the field?
I'll be back out on the field. OTAs.
OTAs?
Yeah, OTAs. Mini camp.
Okay.
So that's great.
So do you think, like, playing with it almost seemed like you've taken leaps and bounds having two arms as opposed to one?
I'm looking forward. I have two arms, though.
it's got to be crazy. Yeah, that's good.
Talk about, again, the two great leaders that came via free agency this year, Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitler. Not only did they perform, and what I loved about the addition to them is they spoke all offseason, but they backed it up with their play on the football field and what they represented as playing like a Brown. Just talk about playing next to a guy like Carlos Dansby and the energy and how exciting it's going to be, again, in year two of this system, playing with those guys at your side.
You just mentioned it, like play like a Brown. Those two guys, I mean, I would say those two guys are the epitome of play like a Brown toughness, like determination. Like they just come out. Dante's hidden. Carlos is pre-snap and everything. He's getting everybody else in the right position. I really can't speak highly of him, but, I mean, those two guys they've definitely added to this defense. Moving forward, I mean, they're definitely going to help. young guys that come in, whoever it may be. But I know those guys are going to get everybody in shape and get them ready to play just like they did last year.
A lot of changes on the staff, but on the offensive side, not on the defensive side with you guys. A lot of noise about this franchise. How does that affect a player like you, and what's your experience of kind of how everything is going inside the building in Berea in terms of the function? You know, you've been here for 2 years, so you've seen two completely different regimes, et cetera. How do you feel about the direction and where everything's going?
Honestly, I keep my head down, and I do what I'm told to do. I play football. I go work out. I get in the hot tub, get in the cold tub, and go practice. And
leave more in the hot tub in this weather. I
definitely.
You don't need to go to the cold tub. You just go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you excited also, too, now that you do have two working shoulders, to live up to the expectations I'm sure that come with being, you know, the number one pick for an organization? And I'm sure the expectations for you are always extremely high, but
definitely,
the expectations of the Cleveland Browns fans are very high for you, in most cases because of where you've been drafted.
Right.
Well, now you're going to be 100% going, you know, in NBA's mini camps. Is it exciting for you not only to play your role, which was, you know, everything you did that was asked of you by this defensive staff, but also, too, to start, you know, with two shoulders, start
those
filling
plays.
those stat sheet, know you're capable of.
Definitely. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, that's the goal when everybody envisions their season, how they want their season to go. They envision first 100% on the gray sheet, and then secondly is getting stats to help the team win. I mean, speaking for every player, I mean, that's what I can say. That's what they want to do, and definitely for me, those are my goals. Make plays, getting sacks, getting QB hits, getting interceptions, and
being disruptive.
Exactly, and help this team win.
When you look at this defense, was the shoulder a factor in why you dropped back so much as opposed to rushing the quarterback? And do you want to rush the quarterback more, or are you kind of just happy to do whatever it is to help this team win?
I was drafted as a defensive end. I'm going for it 100% of the time. I love going for it. I love hitting people. But as far as the first question, it's like I said, I do what they ask me to do. I do what they need me to do. And I was asked to drop and help the team best in that way, and that's what I did.
I think it's that interception you had at Family Day. I think you, like, messed yourself up
on that one, man.
They're like, all right, we got to get this guy in coverage
next,
all the time.
Yeah, next time I'm just going to swipe this thing down.
Oh, I don't have the hands. I'm not there. Sorry about that. All right, we got some tweets for you as well coming in. We've got from Mikey Morey at ClevelandFan98. What team did you root for as a kid?
Honestly, I really didn't watch football growing up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My aunt was a big Saints fan growing up in Louisiana. Had some neighbors that were Cowboys fans, but I was more of a basketball fan.
Who was your squad in basketball?
Lakers.
The Lakers?
Kobe fan.
Kobe Bryant? All right.
Front running.
Kobe fan.
That's you, man.
All right. That's all right. Where would you put, like, do you think it's even a question between Kobe and Jordan, or is that, like, ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, it's Kobe.
And
Kobe all day, man.
Oh my god.
Let me ask you one more question about that.
I mean, he's a better player, but I'm a Kobe.
You're Kobe.
Guy.
Yeah, you're loyal. Okay.
Loyal. Nathan and I opened the show that he doesn't think that I can dunk on him. Could you dunk on Nathan?
Well, I would slam on him.
Oh, see?
All right.
See?
You can stand on the goal. Athlete. I'll just rise up and dunk on you.
All right.
What about in a game?
Oh, I'll just the same way.
Unbelievable. That's all right. That's all right.
It's a pro.
I'm not like playing against him. Listen. That's all right. I feel like he's got a better shot of dunking on me than you do. He's still in his prime.
You're right. That's all right.
I can foul, though.
You can. What was your vertical at the combine?
38.
Okay, that's legit.
Legit.
You were what?
39.5.
Yeah.
That's legit.
What about your combine experiences?
Oh, man, it was...
By the way, I'll beat both you guys in a shooting contest.
Okay.
Man, get out of here.
It was,
I will, dude. I had a silky stroke like Drazen Petrovic, my
Croatian
brother.
I bet you more
people
watched the dunk contest than they did the three-point contest.
I don't think so. I think it's the better contest now.
All time?
Not all time, but I think now the three-point shootout's way more of a marquee attraction.
Sure.
Do you think? What did you watch on Saturday night?
Because LeBron
the
best dunkers in the league don't even partake in the slam dunk
Smart
contest.
Man.
That's fine, but the best shooters in the league are in the three-point shootout.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to shoot.
With no hand in your face.
Oh, my
goodness. Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
It's rough.
You guys are crazy.
What about your combine experience, since we're getting ready to go to the combine here in Indy tomorrow?
It was a time of nervousness. You didn't know what to expect. You hear all these stories about the question that the guys in the meetings are going to ask, and then you hear about the just everything. And it was, looking back on it, I mean, it was kind of blown up. I mean, you get there, you do what you do, and then you leave. I mean,
shouldn't it be in a better weather city? Like, why is it in Indianapolis?
Because they want you to freeze.
Why?
Essentially located.
Whatever.
They don't want them to go out and have a good time.
Exactly.
It's a business trip.
Listen, for all the media that have to go there, let's go. Come on. All right.
What was your 40
lucky
time?
You could drive.
I was a 4.5 something.
He's in the top 10 Browns on the team. I know that from that article that's at ClevelandBrowns.com. All right. Jonesy asks, who talks the most smack on the Browns?
Phil Taylor. Take that back. I'll say Phil Taylor.
Who's second then? Since it was close.
Eric Martin was here earlier in the year, and he's always
like to other teams? Or you're talking like in games or just talking smack to you guys? Like in
everybody.
Anywhere?
Like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Could be a football game. He's talking smack.
He's talking smack.
You got the Xbox in the lounge and playing FIFA.
Are you the best dunker on the team?
Probably.
I feel like Jordan Cameron was pretty good.
Jordan's good.
Got a highlight video.
Joe's pretty good.
Hayden?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
What about Rodney Smith?
He can jump too, yeah.
6'5"?
Yeah. But Joe.
Joe Hayden. Joe's all right, nice, so Joe man. Hayden's in the, like, Kenny the Jet Smith category.
Sleeper dunker on the team? Someone that you would –
Joe Hayden was.
I would
Hayden.
Think.
I know Joe Hayden can dunk.
Joe's like the sneaky guy, though.
Yeah. What
about Johnny? Like, Johnny can dunk,
I bet
right?
you Joel Batonio yeah. can dunk.
Who's that?
I bet you Joel can dunk.
Batonio?
A big – that's the guy that I want to –
Whoa.
If I saw Joel Whoa. Dunk, I would probably leave the gym.
I bet you can dunk.
See, I was thinking, would you be open to this? I was saying the Pro Bowl is tough, right? It's a tough game. You guys can't really play football. I think, why not do a dunk contest with NBA players? I think that'd be awesome. Like, would you guys be into that? I mean, NFL players. An NFL player dunk contest at the Pro Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be fired up for that?
Yeah.
Would you put your name in the hat?
Yeah.
This would be ratings. People would be excited about this.
It would.
Until you have somebody roll an ankle up, they're going to cut it out.
Stop that. You could get hurt playing in the Pro Bowl man. Right. This is just dunking.
You can get hurt walking outside to your car at Discount Drug Mart.
How many guys are playing hoops in the off season?
Pretty much a lot of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. It's a good way to stay in shape. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd like to see it. Showcase some skills. All right. We've got from Paul Myers Golf. He says, have you ever hung out with any of the Duck Dynasty guys?
That's my hometown. Yeah, so, like, Gilt, the office, I was trying to – I can't remember what we were doing, but I went up to the office and hung out with some of the guys for one of the times, and then they were filming a show at a car lot that my brother worked at, and we went up there and we got like behind the stage and we tried to walk out, try to sneak in the scene, and the guys were like, "Yeah," the producer like, "You can't be out here." Try to run us back into the thing, but it was cool. The guys
now they would want you in the scene.
Hey,
how the world turns out. He's going on a cruise. He has an option to get $500 of drink credits or $500 at the casino. Which are you taking?
I mean, I'm hopefully going to return, so I'll go to the casino. Then you can double that, and then you
that's
can go
I'm
back.
Saying.
That's what I said.
I came around. I'm a gambler. I'm for sure a gambler. I absolutely want to
turn that 500 to 1,000.
Yeah, you do that in a hurry. The truth of the matter is, it's exactly if you drink all $500, whether you win $500 at the casino and turn 500 to 1,000, or you just have it's immaterial. It ends up being the same thing.
The greatest thing about
it feels better to play with the house's money. You can be a little bit more aggressive. You can double down, be like, whatevs.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Nothing like playing with
play free. Yeah.
You're not working.
You got to play
really at the end of the day.
All right, we got one more question that's actually like a serious question. How are you guys going to improve the run defense in 2015? Joe Ribelli wants to know.
Hey, we're going to get those guys on the front line and get Phil back healthy. I felt like when we had Phil early in the year, like the run defense in particular was a lot better. And we just come in with a different attitude. I mean, Coach Pitt always said, it's a mindset to stop in the run, and we have to make sure we have that mindset every week and go stop it.
And one last one. Have you talked with either Johnny Manziel or Josh Gordon since the season's over?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't talked to either one. All right. Markievicz Mingo, out here at the Discount Drug Mart. The line is building back into the wine and the beer.
By the way.
We've got the lotions. We've got the sunblocks.
Yeah.
By the way, what, Gibbs?
David Palace tweets at us. Your show's in the cosmetics aisle? Come on. First aid, a little more manly.
We're close to the beer, though. Like, you can see the beer.
You can see the beer. Yes.
You can see the beer.
Yeah, trust
me. We have that over there. So
I'm aware. I'm aware of our surroundings.
We are close to it. Nobody can see that. Nobody can see that. Markievicz, thanks for being with us, man. Hopefully, it's falling apart down here. Hopefully, the shoulder rehab continues to go well, and good to have you back, and good to have you ready with two shoulders this year.
Oh, yeah.
What a treat that'll be for you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to see him in the dunk contest. He's a self-proclaimed best dunker on the Browns. Yeah. I think we should have a Browns dunk contest, and then that's what they should do. Every team should have a dunk contest.
And then
the winner of that dunk contest.
Show us how great a three-point shooter is.
I can shoot the rock.
Maybe your
I'll represent the team in the three-point
shooter. Can you break down your analytics on your three-point shooter?
I don't need analytics for that. I'm just going to stroke that. You can just hear
it. Uh-huh.
Whap. Slash. Get wet. Let's go.
Swish.
All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Discount Drug Mart in Medina on Worcester Pike. Barkevious Mingo is here. John Greco on his way. Come out and join us. All right, we'll be back with more.